Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. Now, of course, we're still coming to grips with President Jacob Zuma's resignation last night. A watershed moment in South Africa's history. Zuma's resignation marks the end of a tense standoff between him and the party's newly elected leadership. It comes on the eve of the opposition's motion of no confidence against him. Now, as the impasse between Zuma and the party deepened over the last week, some allies of Zuma turned on him publicly, calling on him to step down. Well, to unpack this further, we have Abdul Wahid Patel from Ethical Political Consulting Online. Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Patel. Shukran for chatting to us.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Now, Zuma's resignation speech last night was a stark contrast between the interview he did on SABC yesterday afternoon. In his SABC interview, he seemed very adamant, and many were left thinking that, you know, he would resist the party's call to resign. What's your thoughts on the delivery of his resignation?
Look, I think the first thing is that Jacob Zuma is known to be very unpredictable. And whilst he said many things last night that came as a surprise, he also said many things that were consistent with what he said in the SABC interview. And I think the important thing to note is that he'd indicated that there were two primary considerations for him. On one hand, his duty as the state president to uphold the constitution by virtue of holding that office, and on the other hand, understanding that he is still a deployee of his party, and with that comes the responsibility of taking into account the interests of his party. And so at times during the delivery of his address, it looked like he was suggesting that he was not going to be resigning, and then suddenly he meandered and made an about turn in the way the delivery and the content of the speech was conveyed to indicate, as he did at the end, that quite clearly he would resign. Mm. And so I think right up until the very end, Jacob Zuma's tenure as the President of the Republic continued to be characterized by the type of unpredictability that we've seen throughout his two terms as the head of state.
Now, on SABC yesterday, Zuma insisted that he'd done nothing to merit the party's decision to recall him from office, claiming as well that he was being unfairly targeted. And again, in his resignation speech, he seemed to have not taken accountability for any of his transgressions throughout his controversial presidency. Perhaps you can, you know, just draw that picture for us. What did that mean?
I think essentially what he said is that he is innocent until being proved guilty, and that he's not had a day in court where he has been found to have violated anything in terms of the laws of the country or the office that he holds. Of course, there has been the very damning constitutional court ruling which implicated the president, which implicated parliament for not holding the president to account in the aftermath our former public protector Thuli Madonsela's report into state capture. And so I think for Jacob Zuma, it was an opportunity to try and have the last say, to bow out on his terms, to construct for himself, by himself, the narrative that characterized the bowing out of his resignation, not on anyone else's terms. And yet again, we see the type of Jacob Zuma, the type of president that we've come to know over the last 5 years and the 5 years of his first term as president. And that is someone who constructs a narrative for how he wants to be seen, not to mold himself in the narrative and persona of how others try to project him.
Now, Zuma's resignation coincides with the hawks raid on the Gupta's compound in Saxonwold yesterday and the arrest of one of the Gupta brothers. Should we be reading into the timing of this resignation?
Look, there are many things happening in the environment right now. The hawks and the raid that they've done on the Gupta compound, as you mentioned, is one of them. There's the ongoing inquiry into state capture that President, former President Zuma himself has appointed a judge and has initiated the process for. There's the ongoing parliamentary process into Eskom and other matters. So there are a number of things happening in different institutional contexts around different sagas that have characterized Jacob Zuma's tenure, his association with certain individuals like the Gupta family, and the way in which state resources, state apparatus have been used, abused, and all sorts of other allegations. Whether all of this will see allegations be made against the former head of state, charges laid against him, I think it's all up in the air. It's still too early to tell. Time will reveal those facts. But at the moment, I think you can characterize what happened last night in terms of the timing and sequencing of all other events taking place as a decision by Jacob Zuma to fight until the very end, to leave it until the very last, to not give in, but also not renege on anything else he has indicated, and to say that basically, considering all the actions taken against him, which he clearly conveyed in all the interviews he did yesterday as being unfair, and that he's been done hard done by, that he is going to uphold his office, and it will be the upholding of his office, not the consideration of his party and his party's interests, that will determine when he goes and how he goes. And so I think what we saw yesterday, when he quoted so extensively as he did the references to the Constitution, I mean, it was quite ironic, because here you have an individual who on multiple occasions by society, by the Constitutional Court, by political parties, and his own party in fact, has been accused of not respecting and violating the Constitution, yet he stands up in his resignation and says that what informs him is his upholding of the Constitution. And I think what you see is two very interesting things take place last night. On one hand, someone who is very selective in understanding what his constitutional duties and obligations are. On the other hand, someone who was very bold, because what he basically said last night is that as far as he's concerned in holding the office of the president, in the context in which the events were unfolding last night and the question mark hanging as to whether he will be axed through a motion of no confidence or whether he should voluntarily resign, that in that context he views the constitution of the country as being the most important constitution, and that his own political party can't usurp the constitution of the country and override it with the constitution of his political party, the ANC. And I think for any president in our 20-plus years of democracy, that's probably one of the most bold statements that any ANC president has made.
Mr. Patel, we have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But shukran for taking time to talk to us this morning. All the best. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Abdul Wahid Patel, Ethico Political Consulting, just analyzing Jacob Zuma resigning. Let's quickly give you a traffic update now.